getting ready for Atlanta. Need another good day of practice in order for our preparation to go where it needs to go so we can play well against these guys. Obviously, a really good battery in Bryant and Bosher, the kicker and the punter, having really good years. And obviously, they have an electric return man in Hester. So another great challenge for us. In order for us to get a win, it's going to have to be a team deal, and we need to step up and do our part in this area. So with that, I'll answer any questions. No, he's dynamic. He's a future Hall of Famer. Know him real well. Have a lot of respect for him, not only as a player, but more importantly as a person. And it is. It's a great challenge for our cover units, and I have confidence in our coverage guys. And so we'll see where we're at based off this returner. He does. He obviously catches the ball real well. The thing that separates him, obviously, his speed, but more his vision and his instincts. I mean, Devin makes you cover the whole field as opposed to just a little bit of the field. And with that, you have to take into consideration his talents. But at the same time, we got to play to our talents and our strengths, and we'll do that. Well, some people thought so, but this year, as you watch him on tape, I think he's kind of found the fountain of youth a little bit. You know, he's not one of the leading punt returners because he hasn't had enough opportunities, but he's over 12 yards per return. And kickoff-wise, he's making you cover the whole thing. He looks like old Devin to me. Craig, heart and soul of our unit. He's a guy that takes great pride in what we're doing and always gives us a boost. He hasn't slacked one bit at all. He's at the end of the day, he's a football player. A lot of people don't know this about Craig, but on Friday nights, I mean, he goes and watch high school football games because he's kind of a football junkie, and he takes every rep seriously. So I've been real pleased with how he's playing, and he definitely gives us a spark. Oh, yeah, no, he's in the mix, getting better at it. If Marlon, you know, he's a little dinged up right now, but we have a host of guys that we'll go to, and I'm excited about seeing what they can do. I mean, I've been saying for weeks that we've been kind of at the house, and we had to kind of knock the door down, and unfortunately we knocked it down, and, you know, there was a penalty on the play. Still encouraged by that, and, you know, whoever we put back there, I think they could have the possibility of doing the same thing. Yeah, he sure did. He's going to be our punt returner. Rabbit's going to be back there. And, you know, he had one return for 7 yards. And I know we're getting beat up pretty good on this punt return deal. I guess I put it lightly. But at the end of the day, we had one opportunity. Shane Leckler, a guy that usually bombs the ball away, did not bomb the ball away. Now, weather, I'm sure. I didn't know also if that was a Travis factor also. I mean, the last punt, we had to go with two returners in the game. I was just trying to stop the ball if it was short so it wouldn't roll for another 15 or 20 yards and just try to hide the net. I mean, I think the last punt that he had went 29 yards and 4-1-4. So as much as we're getting beat up in the return game, we're not going to return those footballs. So he had the one chance. I think that he did a nice job coming up to catch the football. Got what he could. It happened to be 7 yards, and we moved on. And what we were trying to really do, emphasize, was just try to handle field position because, you know, they had good return men in Martin and Danielle Manning, and we wanted to make sure that if we were going to stall out on a drive, that we set up our offense with good field position, then it was our job to pin them down there in the punt game. So, no, those, I think, there's no question. I think, Tony, anytime something bad happens in our area, I feel terrible about it. I mean, it's painful. I can't even probably describe it to you, what it's really like. At the end of the day, though, as a man, I look myself in the mirror. Am I coaching the best I can? I need to do a little bit better. I look at myself first, and then I need to get that communicated to the players, and we'll do that. At the same time, I think that in our wins, I think that special teams has played a dynamic part in those wins also. So, obviously, trying to eliminate the mistakes and accentuate the positives and help our team win.